Routine. Creating a routine for an individual or family is usually important, but given the circumstances we're currently facing, it can be even more helpful in creating a sense of normalcy and regularity for families. If this is something you've already been working on with a family, check in and see how it's going and if there's been any necessary changes to the routine. If this is a new intervention you're using, make sure you speak to the parent about the benefits of having a routine ahead of time. You also want to know what the most troubling time of day is and have an idea of how they want that day, part of the day to go. In sessions with the family, start to talk about how you'll be creating a new routine for the family together. Remind child that they know how to follow routines, as most classrooms have pretty clear routines set in place. Try to pull some visuals ahead of time to make the experience more fun. There's a routine link listed in the previous slide, but there are many options on the internet and you can probably create your own schedule pretty easily. Try to pick a routine of 5 or 6 steps at the most. For example, a morning routine could be brush your teeth, wash your face, make your bed, change your clothes, come down for breakfast. Make sure a parent has a way of getting the visual from you. We want the child to be able to see the visual in their room. They can print it if you send it to them, or they can create their own, but we do need a visual representation in the home. Given that everyone can be under a little more stress nowadays, it's important to discuss wiggle room with the routine. The point of a routine is for there to not be much or any wiggle room, so that we know the steps to start and end each day. But it's important to give your family some expectation of wiggle room, as there may be moments where there are other priorities. Praise them for their efforts and remind them that every day we do our best to follow the routine gets us one day closer to feeling like it's an everyday habit.